so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh.
Well, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP. Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Tonight, I decided to bring in some non-Texans, but to do it in a legal way. And as a bunch of you know, in order to be called a Texas musician for this show, anyway, you've got to be lived in Texas for some time, not just played a couple gigs in Austin or passed through the DFW airport. And my low bar is David Crosby, as he spent 9 months in a Texas jail. That makes him a Texas musician in my book. So the legal way to be on the show, if you're not a Texan, is to perform with a Texan, and that's what we got tonight. Some duets. A few of the expected traditional, but many are not, and in fact, some of them are downright quirky. Well, maybe almost all of them are. We're going to lead off the show with a couple of expected and classic duets, and none more classic than Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton and Islands in the Stream.
Out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going. Yeah.
a pawn shop in Chicago on a sunny summer day. A couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone. Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low, with this ring I do wed.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Shining ring,
shining ring,
now at last it's found a home.
By itself,
by itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
Small two-room apartment, as they fight the final round, he says, you won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town.
She says, one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone. Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
Ah, yes. The Possum. George Jones from Saratoga, Texas, and Tammy Wynette, his third wife, I think it was. The classic Golden Ring from his album of the same name. They got married in 1969, divorced in 1975, but for a while they were known as Mr. and Mrs. Country Music, and even after their divorce, they recorded and toured together. George's dad, when George was a young kid, George's dad used to come home with his buddies and demand that George sing for him, or he'd get a beating. George has a huge drinking problem himself, and he often mixed with amphetamines, caused him to miss a whole bunch of shows, earning him the name No Show Jones. His career has got an enormous number of stories. It's impossible to sum them up, but he did have 150 hits, so he was doing something okay in there. Before George and Tammy, we heard Houston-born Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton, Islands in the Stream, from Kenny's album Eyes That See in the Dark. That song was written by the Bee Gees, and it came out in 1983. Kenny was a member of the New Kishty Minstrels and the First Edition, and then in the late 70s, his career took off with the song Lucille. And he had a whole bunch of huge hits, 12 TV specials, several made-for-TV movies based on his songs, as well as a few fast food restaurants thrown up there. You're listening to Duets that feature at least one Texas musician right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And next up, we have a couple songs about falling in love at first sight, leading off with some high drama. But that's always the case with Meatloaf, and that's always the case with Cher. Quite the pairing, and here is Meatloaf and Cher claiming that there is more to life than rock and roll and brew in the song Dead Ringer for Love.
Begging on my knees, come home and throw another blow. A man. 1, 2, 3, and 4. She was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. Oh, how could I dance with another when I saw her standing there? Well, she looked at me, and I could plainly see. Before too long, I'd fall in love with her.
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis, joined by Little Richard, and a Beatles tune, I Saw Her Standing There. It came from Jerry Lee's self-titled album released in way back in 1979. Jerry Lee is a Texas musician because he went to Bible school in Waxahachie, Texas, which is a little south of Dallas. He went there in his teens, and he didn't last very long because when he was performing at a school assembly, he launched into a boogie-woogie version of My God Is Real, and preachers didn't think much of that and threw him out that night. By the time he was 21 and showed up at Sun Records in Memphis, he also had been a failure as a sewing machine salesman, been turned down by most record companies in Nashville and the Louisiana Hayride, and he'd been married twice and in jail once. But he was convinced he was great, and he made it so. Before Jerry Lee and Little Richard, we heard Meatloaf, also known as Marvin Lee A Day, and Cher with Dead Ringer for Love from the album Dead Ringer. Meatloaf was born in Dallas, and he moved to L.A. in his early 20s. He did some acting out there and had a band or two, and one of the bands opened for The Who. He broke out with the album Bat Outta Hell in 1977. He had a few more, but then he had to go into various forms of rehab for a while, and he made a couple comebacks. His 19th and most recent album came out back in 2016. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashon, where tonight we're hearing duets where one of the musicians is a Texas musician. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking these duos for you. Thanks for listening in.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
Well, thanks to our supporters, thanks to you, those people out there who support us through your membership. We really appreciate it. You keep us on the air, along with Steve Allen. After those two really high-energy songs, I think we ought to slow it down a little bit. And there's a song about losing love, really well done, by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Here they are with Killing the Blues.
Leaves were falling just like embers, in colors red and gold, they set us on fire.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long time. How am I doing? Well, I guess I'm doing fine. It's been so long now, and it seems like it was only yesterday.
Ain't it funny how time slips away? I remember that's the same thing you told me yesterday. Ain't it funny how time slips away? I don't know when, though, never know when I'll be back in time.
Remember what I told you, in time you're gonna pay.
Ain't it funny how time slips away?
Well, I love it, from Klein, Texas, and Al Green with Willie Nelson's song, Funny How Time Slips Away. You also heard Billy Preston on the B3, Jeff Healy on slide, Ricky Fadum on drums, and Hutch Hutchinson on bass. It's a great video, those two recording the song, and they really are having a blast, and the scene at the end is priceless. With Al putting Lyle in a great big hug. We're lucky to see Lyle a whole bunch of times in Austin, even sat with his parents at a fundraiser that Lyle did for the Kerrville Folk Festival that had been rained out. And one of my top two times we saw him was at a small place called the Cactus Cafe on UT's campus right after Lyle's first album came out. Before Lyle and Al, we heard Robert Plant and Allison Krauss in Killing the Blues, a song written by Roland Sally. And it's on Robert and Allison's really, really good album called Raising Sand. came out in 2007. You also heard Mark Rabat and T-Bone Burnett on various guitars, Greg Lice on steel, and Jay Belarus on drums. I first heard that song on Sean Colvin's Cover Girl album, and that is truly a great version as well. Robert's a Texas musician because he lived in Austin part-time and part-time in the UK for a number of years when he and Patty were a couple. You're listening to duets from various Texas artists paired with non-Texas musicians, a kind of sly way for me to bring in some other artists to this show. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and you are listening to Boogie Back to Texas. And this next set explores love, but kind of from opposite sides of it, heartbreak and looking for love, and maybe the love at first sight that we heard earlier in the show. We're going to start off on the sad side with Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty and Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Come knocking on my front door. play. You made 10,000 promises you couldn't keep. I forgave you when you lied, pleaded and wept. I put up with your disrespect and neglect. It was an experience I'll never forget.
Well, if you can keep your feet still on that song, there's something wrong with you. Delbert McClinton on vocals and harp, Bonnie Raitt on vocals and slide guitar with Good Man, Good Woman from Delbert's Never Been Rocked Enough album, released back in 1992. You also heard Hutch Hutchison on bass, same guy who played with Al Green and Lyle earlier tonight. That song won a Grammy in 1992, one of four for Delbert out of eight nominations. He was born in Lubbock. He moved to Fort Worth when he was about 11, and he worked in bar band when he was 16, 17 years old. Same band that backed Sonny Boy Williamson II, Howlin' Wolf, Lightnin' Hopkins, and Jimmy Reed. So Delbert learned the blues and the harp from the best. He's got about 30 albums out, most recent of which is Tall, Dark, and Handsome, released in 2019. Won a Grammy. For Delbert and Bonnie, we heard Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty with Stop Dragging My Heart Around, and AllMusic calls this one of Stevie's best singles of that era. Her dad was president of Greyhound Bus, so she moved a bunch as a kid, including spending time in El Paso. As you know, as I continue to do this show, I seem to be discovering musicians who spent some time in Texas. And as you all know, Stevie, songwriter and vocalist with Fleetwood Mac, as well as her work on her own, and Fleetwood Mac's second album, with Stevie and Lindsey Buckingham, was Rumors, and is now the fifth biggest-selling studio album of all time. Their first band together was called Fritz, and they opened for Hendrix and Janis Joplin for 2 or 3 years. She had a huge and powerful career, and more on that in later shows. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. Tonight we're bringing you duets featuring Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Voice of Vashon loves our underwriters, like Vashon Theater, the island's one and only movie house since 1947, striving to have something for everyone. The Vashon Theater has expanded their offerings to include National Theater, Bolshoi Ballet, and the Metropolitan Opera Live in HD. Watch locally. Find out what's showing and when at VashonTheater.com.
Well, again, thanks to our supporters. The next few songs deal with habits, and they're primarily bad habits. I guess we all have them. Some of them worse than others. Many counsel the advice of moderation in all things, including moderation. Others, like a friend of mine in Austin used to say, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. So I guess those pieces of advice are really not that different. We're going to lead off with a song that addresses what can happen if that overdoing goes a bit too far. Here's Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris with Chase the Feeling.
It takes one to know one, baby, I know how you feel. You got your hunger and some problems that are real. And you're dealing with some demons who are driving you insane. And I've seen them drag you screaming down the hallways in your brain. You got loaded again. Ain't you handsome with your high? Nothing matters, taste the feeling till you die. Let it ride on in there, baby, let it ruin your life. Let it run your children off, let it run your wife. Let it take the joy you love and turn it to despair.
And smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Now you won't see no sad and teary eye when I get my wings and it's my time to fly.
Call my friends and tell them there's a party, come on by. Now just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Thank you.
while I've been here long enough. So sing and tell more jokes and dance and stuff. Just keep the music playing, that'll be a good goodbye. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Take me out and build a roaring fire. Roll me in the flames for about an hour. Then take me out and twist me up and point me toward the sky. Roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look on in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Yeah. Quite an aggregation of folks testifying to the use of Willie's favorite habit, marijuana. Jonah Willie was Snoop Dogg and Jamie Johnson and Kris Kristofferson, and the song Roll Me Up, that was on Willie's Heroes album released in 2012. Willie, of course, is from Abbott, Texas, south of Dallas, and Kris Kristofferson is from Brownsville, Texas, way down on the border, and both of them have had such incredibly long and amazing careers in music and songwriting and film, for that matter. In fact, Kris wrote the opening song of that set, Chase the Feelings, covered by Houston native Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, appeared on their 2013 Grammy-winning album, Old Yellow Moon. Rodney and Emmylou have been performing together for decades and decades. She covered Rodney's song Bluebird Wine and asked to meet Rodney. He sat in with her at a gig at the Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin in January of 1975, and the next day he left as a member of her band. He did that for a few years, playing in her band, and then he went solo. And somewhere in there, he married Roseanne Cash and put his own solo career on hold to produce albums for her, all the while writing a whole bunch of songs that were covered by a whole bunch of artists, too. His biggest success was Diamonds and Dirt, that album. In 1988, produced 5 consecutive number one singles in a 17-month span. That's pretty astounding. We're going to do one more from Rodney and Emmylou about habits, one that most of us have in this country, and particularly in this area right here in Seattle. It's called caffeine. Here's Black Caffeine.
I like it black, just black as night. It keeps me up. Keeps me tight. It don't matter the size of the cup, just as long as you fill it up with
black caffeine. Keeps me lean.
You can hear me scream.
Give me black caffeine.
Now I've got a monkey sitting on my back. Wouldn't you know, he likes it black. Don't need no cream, no nicotine. All that monkey need is black caffeine.
More black caffeine. It keeps him lean. You can hear him scream. Give me black caffeine. Give me black.
Thank you.
Well, you can have everything I've got, but don't lay a hand on my coffee pot.
Well, a black hand thing, it keeps me mean. Can't you hear me screaming? Give me black caffeine, more black caffeine. It keeps me lean. Can't you hear me scream? More black caffeine, more black caffeine. Yeah, black.
Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris all hopped up on Black Caffeine. That came from the old Yellow Moon album as well, with some help from Stuart Smith on slide, Bill Payne on keys, David Hallengate on bass, and Marco Giovino on drums, the same guy who played with Robert Plant and Band of Joy and Patty Griffin along in there, Buddy Miller. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we're going to go out the door of this duets edition of Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon with an odd assortment of musicians from a 2002 live concert, Willie Nelson and Friends, Stars and Guitars. And while the album kind of got ripped by AllMusic and some other critics, I think because the other stars detracted from everybody else and each other, didn't work in that way. But I do like a couple cuts, including our closing song. I could be because I'm a huge Keith Richards fan. And I used to teach the song Dead Flowers in a little beginning guitar class I taught probably about three decades or more ago. It features Willie Nelson, Keith Richards, Hank Williams III, and Ryan Adams at the Grand Ole Opry, Ryman Auditorium. The song is Dead Flowers.
Flowers.
You've been listening to Keith Richards and Willie Nelson on the Duets edition of Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening tonight, and don't forget to tune in next week at 6 o'clock for more of Texas musicians.